how did you get interested in urgent care medicine and in pediatric urgent care medicine?
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, for me, it was just a time for a career change. I've been, you know, I think from the time I was pre-med, I was thinking that I would do primary care in a small town, and that's kind of where I landed. Have my own pediatric practice for about 20 years. In a little town in Tennessee, rural practice, and you know, that's kind of that's what I wanted to do, and I really, really, I guess, very pleased with that, and just really felt like, you know, you're making a difference in the community like that, and just my pleasure, I guess, to watch over these kids and provide a level of pediatric care, you know, in a rural area that otherwise wouldn't have access to it, but. You know, at some point along the way, and I think I got that way over the last couple of years where, you know, the kind of the joy was going out and there was kind of resentment for all the hassles of running your own practice and all that, and I felt like it was probably time for a change. So I definitely, kind of for me, it's getting out from under, you know, the load of running my own practice and all that goes into primary care. So that's the initial draw, I guess, you know, and... I love the lifestyle that it presents in terms of just the shift work and being able to walk away when you're done. I guess so. It's more personal, I think, how I ended up in this. And you know, too, I think you know, again, getting kind of immersed in running your own practice, and I love that. I love that aspect of things, but. You know, every once in a while my head would come above water and I would go to a CME or just be, you know, exposed to the medicine again, you know, and I realize how much I love it. And so for, you know, getting back in the, getting into urgent care for me is, it's kind of just kind of a return to the medicine part of it. I think so much of primary care is more than medicine. It's, you know, a bit of social work involved in that and of course, the business aspect of running your own practice. So it's good just to be practicing medicine, and it's, you know, I guess that's my long answer.
So did you join an existing urgent care? Did you open your own?
Yeah, so I was fortunate to find a position here in Evansville, Indiana, that was sort of brand new, just kind of came along just the right time when I was ready to make a transition, and this is a large hospital-owned system with, I think, about 15 pediatricians, and I think I counted like 65 family physicians. So they wanted to start. They have five other general urgent cares within their system, and they wanted to start a pediatric urgent care. So they recruited me to be their medical director, and we launched last November. And so really we kind of had a built-in patient population with this kind of scenario with so many, I guess, feeder physicians. So we basically took over the after-hours clinic that the pediatricians were doing, and you know, been off and running ever since.
What kinds of problems are you seeing that you didn't see before? What, you know, what kind of illnesses are pretty much consistent no matter which practices you're in?
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen, again, coming from a rural practice setting, I pretty much saw it all, and really operated urgent care within my practice. I always did, but at some point I actually started marketing it as such. But yeah, so just more of it. Just more of the more higher acuity things than you would typically see in general practice. But you know, yeah, just more of it, I guess.
Do you see different kinds of urgent care situations, you know, where you are compared to what you hear about from other members of SPUC?
I don't think so. I think, you know, every just talking to people at the conference this fall, I think, you know, I think one thing that stood out to me is everybody's circumstance and situation is unique, you know, and really this is something that has to be tailored to the community and the resources that you have. And for us, I mean, we have, you know, I'm I'm in the bottom floor of the medical office building that most of the pediatricians work out of, and we're attached to the hospital, and we have a pediatric hospitalist, and we have ER nearby. We have a strong orthopedic support. So, you know, we see the same things, you know, and how we get things done is a little bit different. But, yeah, you know, so we see the ortho, and we see the acute abdomens and, you know, the closed head injuries and all that kind of stuff. And then it's just a matter of trying to figure out the best way to get them taken care of. And that's what's different, I think, from situation to situation.
What has your time in private practice helped support your urgent care work? Are there things that you do differently or that you react to differently than maybe your younger colleagues?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I think, you know, when you're in practice on your own, you kind of develop your own style and you kind of your own way of doing things, and it might not always be according to guidelines or whatever that just might work better for your situation. I think coming in to this situation, I realized, you know, that, you know, I'm not just practicing for myself now. I'm actually representing these other pediatricians. And really the only way to do that well is to really practice as close to guidelines as you can. And so I think I've had, you know, coming into, you know, into the urgent care setting, I have a renewed interest in, you know, when I'm trying to kind of refine how I do things and you know, different types of visits, I find myself going back to guidelines and just trying to, you know, kind of reorder my workflow and the workflow of those that you know, work here in such a way that we're really practicing as close to guidelines as we can. And, you know, that, you know, it's not just my style or my way of doing things. And I realize that, you know, dealing with the other pediatricians, they all do things a little different, you know, but the typical, you know, general practice things, you know, that maybe everybody's still using albuterol for bronchiolitis, you know, and all that. But, you know, those kind of things change slowly in individuals practicing. But for us, we try to stay as close to guidelines as we can, just as because it's the only frame of reference, I guess. We want to, you know, we can't practice like everybody else or try to figure out what everybody else would have us do. So we just, you know, just practice as close to guidelines as we can.
How has being a part of SPUC helped with that?
Yeah, so I think it's, first of all, it's just kind of really refreshing to be around everybody else dealing with the same stuff we're dealing with. And I'm looking forward to more guidance, or more collaboration in developing guidelines amongst ourselves, I think, and transposing, you know, as we talked about at the meeting, you know, ER guidelines into urgent care settings, and then again taking into consideration the various environments that we find ourselves in. So, yeah, looking forward to more of that. That's good. I find, you know, a lot of the urgent care issues that we face are flow issues and workflow, and I see a lot of the stuff on the message board, you know, just about, you know, those type of things, you know, how to staff, all that kind of stuff. And I think it's very helpful to get ideas. I did get a few ideas from just talking to people at the conference, you know, about what they do with their hours, what's good about it, what's bad about it, and how they're staffing. All those kind of things are really helpful. I guess no one wants to reinvent the wheel. If someone's done it before, it's good to learn from them.
Okay, what hours does your urgent care operate, and what is the staffing?
Yeah, so we're open 8 to 8, 7 days a week, and that was just an attempt to keep hours consistent amongst all the urgent cares in our system. So we staff a single provider all day, and then we add a second provider from 2 to 8, and then on weekends, we staff two providers all day long. And that's kind of evolved over time, but I think that's probably where we'll be for a while unless we have a significant, you know, unanticipated growth.
And support staff?
Support staff, you know, usually just one receptionist up front, and then we have two nurses all day long.
Is there anything else that you've noticed or learned or anything that maybe we should point out here?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I appreciate what you guys are doing and SPUC, and I think it's a needed thing. Any ideas for getting qualified staff? I think that's our biggest struggle is really finding providers that have the skill set that go beyond just the primary care aspect, procedural skills primarily. More resources for that. We definitely need some more training opportunities.
Did you do any additional training upon leaving general practice or pediatrics to go into urgent care?
No. I think everything I'm doing now, I've always done, I know a lot different than maybe my urban practice colleagues, but I definitely have spent some more time doing boning up on orthopedics. In fact, that was one of the things the providers were kind of clamoring for some guidance on that. So I put quite a bit of time into developing some guidelines on, what type of splints for what type of problems and follow-up. Kind of did that on my own. But nothing formal, I guess.